Backseat Producers, episode 177, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Frat Boy Smackdown.
And that woman was powerful ugly. Oh, man.
Like, you're going to the Lord of the Rings presentation tomorrow, which has the full orchestral background.
I will probably read a book through it.
Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
And this is David.
And I'm loud.
Yep.
Dial it down.
No,
it, probably not. It's the mixer. I blame
yeah,
the mixer.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I blame my 40-year-old vocal cords.
Oh, jeez, Tony, you're so old.
No. Okay, so...
He's mature.
I don't know that that's how I would...
There was an article that came out the other day that showed that women start feeling old at 29. Men feel old at 58.
Whoa.
Is this a real article or something you wrote?
No. It's on my blog. No, something Julie found and passed on to me. So,
tweets from Melina. Awakening to Love is possibly the worst porno of 2010 so far.
Wow.
Anyway, continue.
So last night, because yesterday was my birthday, she's like, oh, you're old. You're yeah. old now. And I'm
yeah,
like,
she knows.
You know what? No, you're old. You've felt old for 11 years. I have 18 more to go. So I've got, there's a 30-year swing here. I'm in great shape.
I wonder.
Anyway.
It's not old?
Last Saturday night.
Yeah, you know what's not old?
Us winning trivia night.
So.
Us getting drunk.
Oh my God.
Winning trivia night.
What's real? Ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
We get in the car and I'm like, I'm hungry. Julie's like, where do you want to go? I don't care. I want someplace that serves food.
We had Taco Bell.
We had Jack in the Box. Wait a minute. Was it? I think it was. I don't remember.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Yes, it was Jack in the Box. So, yeah. So I brought two bottles of the pre-mixed Cuervo margarita, like that already has the Cuervo in it. One of them did not make it.
Uh-oh.
And I drank part of the other one, and I was the only one drinking out of those.
Whoa!
It was quite a night. It was epic.
Started and I was like, I'm gonna build a pyramid. And
the pyramid.
Yes. Yeah, the pyramid.
Yeah, and then they started like. I was paranoid they were going to take my stuff, so I was like hiding cans and my sweater and my hat. And then
clank,
like,
clank, clank.
You know,
clank.
I don't have to take those if you want to keep them. And I was like, ah, damn it! Got beer all over myself.
Well, and then that table behind us, they were like getting fed.
They cheated.
They were getting fed cans from other tables.
Yeah,
they had like built a beer fort.
They built. Yeah, it was a beer coliseum.
It was.
It was pretty ridiculous.
So it was the coliseum versus the pyramid.
So, like, round 8, I was like, so they started making fun of my pyramid because it wasn't very big, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Our table is busy building a pyramid and winning the trivia contest, so... excuse me if I'm not focusing 100% of my energy on the pyramid.
That we had a lot... You and I mostly, I think, had a lot to drink.
Yeah.
Everybody else stayed pretty... I mean, your dad had a little bit. Deuce had a little bit.
Yep.
But, no, it was mostly you and I.
It was pretty ridiculous.
But we won. It was like, we had a 95. You know, and I figured out, so the last round, we kept saying, oh, we need a 7 to tie.
Yeah.
If we would have got a 7, we still would have won if they had a 10, because we put on our sheet that we were going to get a 92. So, and that would have, us getting 7 would have given us 92.
Oh, yeah.
We got a 95.
It was pretty
95 out of 100. It was bad. Oh, that was a good time. I want to do that again.
Yeah.
So, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
I really like this movie.
I did too.
That's why I strongly recommended it to Molina.
That's why
I will not watch it.
That's why I suggested it. I dig this movie. This is the reason we selected this movie in particular was as a response to the death of Elizabeth Taylor.
Because we are the recently dead person podcast.
Yes, we are. We're no longer sexist in being the recently dead guy podcast. Yeah, she recently passed away, and by recently, I mean last week, and guess what? We're recording this on Thursday. It will be released on Monday.
Which is quasi-current.
Really?
It's unusual. Yeah, we are caught up.
Yeah, so...
Hiatus.
Yeah. Vacation time.
We'll keep recording, but we just won't release any for another 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Just do it all at one time.
Then we'll double dip them for, you know, 3 months to catch back up.
So, I really enjoy this movie. I only have one major complaint with the movie, and I have one awesome thing about this movie. And it's, what, 53? So I'm not going to spoil anything when I say, when your movie ends with Paul Newman calling you into the bedroom so he can put a baby in you, that is the definition of a winning movie.
That was, the end was so good.
I turned to Molina and I'm like,
get up here.
Did that just happen?
I haven't had any for a while. Yep. I've sobered up and discovered I have a beautiful wife.
Maggie! Yes, sir. Get up here. Yes, sir.
She runs up the stairs.
Alright.
And everyone knows that
the drought is over.
Grabs the pillow off of the couch and tosses it onto the bed.
Yeah.
Booyah.
That is the sign of impregnation.
Impending pregnancy.
Yep. That pillow is going to be up under your shirt.
What?
Pretending you have a baby there.
No, that's weird, Tony. It'd be weird.
Anyway.
So, my complaint with the movie was that it was obviously a stage adaptation.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt that it's a stage adaptation.
Like, there's only like four scenes, four locations to the movie, and everything takes place in these long sections of just back and forth dialogue. It's like, oh...
Well, this is a movie that's pretty much driven all by dialogue.
Yeah.
It's all character-driven.
Well, it's Tennessee Williams stage play.
Yep.
Yeah, so. Which came out in 55, and the movie was adapted in 58. Which, by the way, Tennessee Williams absolutely hated.
He did. Although, and Netflix says this is a sizzling adaptation.
Well, the sizzling adaptation came to the stage play in 74 when he rewrote it.
This Tennessee Williams guy sounds like a dick.
Well, yeah, he was, because he stood during the premiere of the show. He stood in line with the other patrons and said, "This movie is going to set back film 50 years."
Wow.
Yeah, real champ there.
A couple other points from this movie. One, Big Daddy is the greatest character ever put to film.
Yes, the unbearable burl eyes.
Don't you want to ride with the children?
No,
I don't. Everything that guy said and did made me think he was Charlie Sheen before Charlie Sheen was Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is not going crazy. He is becoming Big Daddy.
Yeah. In another 15 years, he's going to get really fat and then become Big Daddy. He's already got the plantation down.
It's true.
Big Daddy.
I would not be surprised if Charlie Sheen owned slaves. That would not surprise me.
Big Daddy, do you want another milkshake? Tiger blood! Winning!
So, as far as I'm concerned, that the movie could begin and end with Big Daddy, and he's like Darth Vader. It's like the rise and fall of Anakin.
Yes.
All in 2 hours and done better.
So,
Daryl, what do you think?
It was a pretty good movie. I mean, it's a little talky for sure, but if you stay with it, it's pretty rewarding. After a while, you kind of get sucked into it, and you can't take your eyes off it because you want to see how this train wreck of a family is going to end up.
I like how the story changes focus from the beginning to the middle, and it kind of circles back around. It's cool how it doesn't stay in one place, and it's not.
Well, they also in the movie they tease you to pieces with why Brick and yes. Maggie are so yes. at each other, and why Maggie is so frustrated, and Brick is just drinking like a fish. And even the start of the movie, we had this the rather mysterious point where he's trying to relive his high school glory days. And that really doesn't make any sense until the middle of the movie, kind of it unwinds there about his past.
Yeah, and they tease the way they tease it in the beginning, it could go one of about three or four different yeah. ways. Did she cheat on him? Is he gay? Did he literally kill Skipper?
When they drop in the Skipper.
What is going on? How does this triangle of people...
Well, yeah, when they drop in that Skipper reference, okay, hold on, who's Skipper? Is this a man, a woman? What happened with this... Who's this Skipper character all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, maybe she's another chick, and there was some lesbian action, and this guy can't come to grips with how awesome this is, so he has to drink himself into acceptance.
That was not what happened.
That's not what happened, but man, that's what I wish happened.
That was a good idea.
It's always the lesbians. So, this movie is redefining the way that I think about older movies. Because it deals with some pretty complex, like, ball-busting issues. Because Brick is a dick.
Brick is a drunk dick.
Brick is a drunk dick, and that's why he's awesome.
I really like the dialogue, too. Because, like... Hey Brick, why were you out jumping hurdles at 3 a.m.? I heard you were out drinking and jumping hurdles at 3 a.m. Well, if I wasn't drinking, I wouldn't have been jumping hurdles at 3 a.m. So, I mean, there's some really good stuff, and it just gets better when Big Daddy shows up.
No, when Big Daddy shows up, the movie begins. As far as I'm concerned,
yeah. I mean,
the
focus shifts. The focus considerably. Shifts.
But man, okay, so Brick's brother's wife.
Oh my god.
That is a creepy looking chick. Broad. We'll back it up. That's a creepy looking broad.
Oh, she was a pill.
Those no-necked.
No-necked little monsters?
Guru has no-necked little monsters?
I think his name is Goober.
Gooster.
You can't even wring their necks because they don't have any necks to wring. Oh man.
That Elizabeth. So then Elizabeth Taylor started getting naked, and I'm like, how hot is this going to get? It didn't get very hot.
Not very.
Well, this is 58, man. It was pretty hot for the time.
She looked good.
She looked really good.
She looks good at anything she wears. She can wear coveralls.
I bet she doesn't look good wearing that coffin.
No, it probably doesn't fit her very well.
Booyah.
But in the day, you can see why she was such a...
coveted beauty.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Although I have to give her some credit, her southern accent was a bit wonky, but
it kind of faded in and out.
Yeah, listen, everybody's southern accent was terrible because southern accents are terrible.
He says, especially these people are supposed to be from Mississippi and New Orleans, so I mean, not one of them sounded like they were not very authentic. Like it. Of course, Big Daddy came about the closest.
Burl Ives.
Yes.
Awesome.
That guy was awesome.
For a guy who had never acted in a film, he was fantastic.
Yeah, but he'd done a whole bunch of stage acting. How different can it be?
A whole lot different.
Why?
Well, stage acting, you don't have a retake. In film, you do have retakes and retakes and retakes.
Oh, I know, but that's my point. You would think that the film acting would be easier.
No, we can be more demanding because you have to be consistent between each take. And stage, you're reading, everything just goes, good or bad. In a film, the director may decide he wants to change the lighting here, and he may want you to sit there and reposition. Or he said, okay, read it with more emphasis on this particular line, or come back. I want you to look a little different. I mean, you're taking direction piece, you're taking, quote-unquote, direction piecemeal. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to be consistent for several days in a row. Of course, again, this is still the studio system, so the filming only lasted a couple of weeks.
It was obvious that guy wanted to do Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He's about the only time he's comfortable. You see his person, Big Daddy's personality change when he's around May.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, around Maggie.
Maggie.
He's a completely different person. Everybody else, he's just violent, obnoxious. And around Maggie, he's rather kind and condescending. She's like the long-lost daughter he never had.
I don't think
that's what he's thinking.
Well, probably
it's
not.
It's a long-lost vagina
Well, this was, it's a person he can be comfortable around and open up.
He understands Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Maggie is not... She doesn't reek of mendacity.
Well, this is the way, too. Maggie also has the same background.
Such a great... I'm going to start using that.
Yeah, you should.
It's awesome.
Well, Maggie also has the same background as Big Daddy, as we find out later.
Yeah.
So he can kind of relate to her. She
doesn't put on any pretenses. Mm-hmm. She is who she is. For better or worse... She is Maggie the Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And again, compared to May and Goopner, which are always trying to suck
over,
up.
Yeah, they're bending over backwards, sucking up, trying to put on a good face.
Yeah, that guy sucked, and his wife was worse.
I love what he stood up to her at the end. Shut up.
But it's a great bunch of character actors in this movie. I mean, they all play their roles up to the hilt. And they bring their game.
I thought Paul Newman did a fantastic job.
Yeah, as Paul Newman has yet to disappoint me in a movie.
To see him in this, you can see why he got the reputation of being a star. And it just carried him through his career. Because, that was still fairly early in his career.
Right. I don't think this was one... it may have been Elizabeth Taylor's about 16th movie, well, major feature. But I don't think it was only his first few.
Yeah. And he did a fantastic job acting opposite of her, mm-hmm. opposite of
Burl Ives.
Because Big Daddy's presence, I mean,
it dominated.
There was
yes.
just a presence when he was in the room.
Yeah,
the two of them...
He fills the screen in more ways than one, yeah. Yes.
But when the two of them got together and were acting against each other, the bar was raised.
The dialogue
with them in the basement toward the end, that was... Fantastic.
Them in the basement, them in the parlor,
yeah.
In his room.
Well, the part that really you have the intensity, but when him and Brick, Big Daddy, are arguing at the top of the stairs over why he's drinking so much, and then the whole discussion moves down to the bottom with Brick getting more and more agitated because of the persistent questioning, and he's starting to sober up in a lot of pain and everything else. And
Do
then
you want to go there? We are going to have this conversation.
And they're just sitting there verbally sparring back and forth, each of them trying to find a weak spot. And then finally when Brick goes out and tries to drive off, and then he just stabs the knife into Big Daddy's heart, so to speak, about, no, you're not going to have another birthday. This is it. And it's like, the wind just drops out of his sails. All the bullying, the bluster and everything suddenly hits him. Boom. Hold on. What do you mean? I'm not going to have another birthday. I was riding on top of the horse. The world was my oyster, and all of a sudden, I'm not going to get all that.
The world.
And he suddenly changes from this rather combative man now to this just folded up lump.
But in front of what is his name? Is it Goopter?
Goopter, yes.
Sounds like it's Goober.
No, it's Goopter.
Sounds like Goober.
It's Goopter.
Okay, so...
Is that a real name?
I hope not.
I don't know. I gotta look this up now, because...
I'm naming Daryl's first kid Goopter.
Oh. Things are not opening the way I want them to.
Oh, man, Tony, I got a new computer at work.
Oh, yeah?
It's hot. Quad-core processor.
Ooh! It's nice.
Yeah. The actor's name was,
I don't know, that guy sucked.
Well, he was a character actor.
He played the role of the character, and the character sucked. The character was meant to suck.
Yeah, Jack Carlson.
Gooper.
It's Cooper Goopter Paulette.
IMDb says Gooper.
Gooper.
And May, who is...
Madeline Sherwood.
Sister woman. Brother man and sister woman. Big daddy and big mama. Yeah, the...
Hey, all these people are dead.
Imagine that.
Hmm.
Was she the last one?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
We're all looking it up. So, seemed weird. Seemed like it was set in 1958, but they still had slaves.
Well, this is still the South in the 50s.
They didn't have slaves. They had plantation workers.
They were the hired help.
They were the hired help that lived on the premises.
Obviously slaves. Lena's like, when was this set? Because they have cars.
This is still Mississippi, 1958.
Was Mississippi just going to pass?
No, it just...
No, they paid them.
Budget, $3
million. Yes.
Gross 17.
Wow. That's a hell of a success for Tennessee Williams not liking it.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why he didn't like it was they toned down a lot of the controversial aspects of his original play. Like
homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a homosexual element to it?
Well, apparently...
Did you see Gooper?
I'm not talking about Gooper.
According to all the research I read, the stage play touched on this a lot heavier.
Was that did Brick and...
Brick and Skipper.
Yeah, I mean...
No, that was still there.
It was heavy-handed.
Implied, yes.
Yeah, it was heavy-handedly implied. When Big Daddy and Brick are having the confrontation at the top of the stairs, and he's like, are we really going to have this conversation? Are we really going to finally talk about this? It was his coming out speech. I mean, it really was. That whole scene was framed for a coming out speech.
Paul and you can see they just kind of... Peyton Manning in this movie, too. Also, people with eyes that are not, like, dark-colored creep me out.
They're that light blue?
Every old movie has people with eyes that are, like, super bright. Or some odd color because they want to, like, distance themselves from the black and white.
Well, I think it was also kind of a color freak out with the Technicolor process they had at the time, which tended to make really vivid colors.
I choose to believe Paul Newman had crazy laser eyes.
Well, he did have really some Paul deep freaking, baby blues.
He was Paul freaking Newman, though.
Right.
Come on.
He was the hustler.
Yes, he was.
He was the hustler, and he showed me the color of money.
Well, the film was originally supposed to be done in black and white. At the last minute, they changed it and decided to do it in color.
I don't think it mattered either way.
I don't think it mattered either way.
It was such a
except
stage
that I got to
play.
See a little bit more of Elizabeth Taylor's ankle.
That's true.
Like, I saw her whole foot.
That's hot.
Top and bottom.
Yeah. So I saw this movie in college. I had a class where I had to... It was at, like, American Playhouse. I had to watch a number
so
of...
So this was pre-Backseat Producers?
Yes, it was. This was the...
Pre-Backseat Producers, this Fanboy was, Smackdown. College Fanboy Smackdown.
That's right. Frat Boy Smackdown.
Frat Boy Smackdown.
I was not in a frat.
Frat Boy Smackdown actually keeps the acronym, though.
What's that?
Frat Boy Smackdown keeps the acronym.
That's true. That is true. So, yeah, so I had the class, and I watched a number of films. I watched Bus Stop, Cat on a High Tin Roof.
Terrible, terrible. Go on.
Bus Stop was good.
I've never seen it.
Marilyn Monroe.
But that's not 70 Rich, though.
No, it's not. Different movie.
We get to see her vagine?
No.
I don't think you ever get to see her vagine.
No. Let's see. Death of a Salesman.
Nope.
Our Town.
Nope. Tony, this class sounds like it sucked.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Nope.
Stella!
We've all seen the Simpsons episode, don't we?
I haven't.
Oh, Tony. Ned is... All right.
Anyway, I was introduced to this film during that class.
Mm-hmm.
And When I saw the list of movies I'm going to have to watch for this class, I was like, God, this is going to suck. This is going to be terrible.
Your open mind is incredible, Tony.
I was channeling you.
Yeah. You're like, all these old movies, this is going to be terrible.
They weren't. They were good. They were well done.
Well, films. Tony, you don't become a classic by sucking.
That's true. They were also, I believe they were all also based on stage plays.
Probably. That seemed to be a very popular thing to do.
It was a go-to move. Just like in the last 10 years, the go-to move is to use graphic novels.
Yep. We also don't have that many more stage plays being written.
Well, not ones that are being adapted to film anyway.
No,
well,
most of there's
not not Broadway acclaimed stage plays being written. Let me amend what I said.
Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around. The movies are being adapted to stage plays.
I agree with that.
I mean, like, you're going to the Lord of the Rings presentation tomorrow, which has the full orchestral background.
I will probably read a book through it.
That's fair. You're listening to music.
Yeah. Lena's like, you can't do that. I'm like, why?
What difference does it make?
This is the perfect environment. Low light. Break out my iPad. Flip through some. You need to pay attention to them. What? So watch them play? That's creepy.
It's like staring at somebody while they work.
Yeah.
I don't want to
see them. Like, if they could play the music and be behind some sort of like blast shield so I didn't have to see them, that would be the
blast ideal, shield.
That would be the ideal scenario, but they can't because of the acoustics.
That's true.
Why it's called live music.
Yeah, it's live. It's right there. I'm right here doing something else.
Well, one interesting thing is
your H4. You can record it.
One other fun thing in this movie is who was not chosen or who turned down the role that Paul Newman played.
I did not look up any trivia, so tell me.
Elvis was originally... Ben Gazzara was the one doing the stage play. He was originally considered, but he turned down the role, and so did Elvis. Because of the quote-unquote homosexuality element in this.
I'm glad Elvis turned it down, to be
honest. Well, I would tell you what, it would have been a very interesting movie had he had done it.
It would have been another Elvis vehicle, for one thing. And I think that would have changed the dynamic because...
Oh, it would have.
Because where Brick is the central character of the movie, he's not the main character.
Right, he's the driving element.
Yeah, everything revolves around him, but really, the beginning of the movie is driven by Maggie, and then when Big Daddy shows up, he drives the rest of the movie.
It shifts focus, and it's all about him.
Then. But it's all focused toward Brick. And I think it would have been the other way around if somebody like Elvis, who was such a much bigger personality.
Well, yeah, bigger presence. He would have tended probably to dominate more the movie. But it would have been interesting to see how he would have played the Brick character.
Yeah.
Would he have been better or worse at playing a drunk?
I think he would have played it naked.
Maybe.
I would have.
Yeah. Shirtless, at least.
Yeah. Yes. That would have been a much different movie then.
No. It would have been the porno I'm working on.
Well, also for the...
I can't make it clean enough to say.
Well, also for the...
Just think
Maggie
of Cat
character.
On a Hot Tin Roof. Adapt it from there.
Yeah.
We'll leave it to your imagination.
There's really lots of places you can go. Cat, come on. Hot. Tin.
Roof.
Roof. I'm already there. I'm already halfway there.
Oh.
Also, for Maggie's role, Lana Turner and Grace Kelly were originally considered, but she happened to be available at the time.
I don't know who these people were.
I think they would have been all right. I liked seeing... So, my experience with Elizabeth Taylor came in the 80s and afterward, when she was kind of the
declining side of her...
Yeah, I mean, in the 80s, once you were, like, over the age of 40 mm-hmm. in Hollywood in the 80s, you had no career. I mean, that has changed considerably in the last 10 to 15 years.
Just ask Sigourney Weaver.
Especially for women. I mean, mm-hmm. it's really changed.
Sigourney Weaver. Avatar was awful.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren still looks like she's 20.
Except for her hair color.
Where it counts.
Yep. I'm with you.
Her vagine, in case you were wondering.
With you, there's nothing else to wonder.
Hey, why are we going to waste time wondering?
It's like this, Daryl. I am the version of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with all of the homosexuality references removed.
And then replaced because Skipper is a woman.
Yeah.
And then then homosexuality is added back in.
That sister woman thing? It was really sister wife because there was a little
the Holly thing, yeah.
A lot of banging.
Well, there were six kids. Well, five and a half. Sixth on the way.
And that woman was powerful ugly.
Yes, she was.
Oh, man.
I mean, they had that ugly kid there digging through the ice cream. Would you tell your kid to stop doing that? Or just wash their hands. Hey,
wash your hands.
Flinging ice cream. She flings it right, or smashes it right in the kid's face. And that kid was ugly.
That kid was so ugly.
That kid was ugly, and then May walked out, and it was like, that was good casting. Because that kid looked just like her.
Man, ever seen with those kids, I was like, oh.
Those are some ugly
point
kids.
Made.
Man, those were some ugly
repeatedly
children. Yeah. That is something you don't see nowadays.
Yeah.
In movies.
That's uncanny
ugly
ugliness.
Kids. Kids are cute in movies. Kids
They're
are
supposed
not
to
that
be
ugly.
By the way, did you see the Lemony Snicket movie?
I have not.
That's a great movie. You should see it.
It looks good. I just haven't gotten around to seeing it.
Second off, the lead chick is the chick from Sucker Punch. Just saying, Tommy. 100% Zack Snyder. A++.
Fair.
I know you hate good things.
I don't hate good things.
An American Jesus. It's just.
I have other things I want to see. Before I see that.
You're the only person I know who's pro-terrorist.
What? I did like your brother, so...
Jesus, his beard is so patchy. It's so awesome. Oh, that guy's such a terrorist.
His brother comes
He's
in...
He's not really a terrorist.
No.
He just plays one on TV.
He would play the role well, just by his look, just by standing in the corner looking like a terrorist. Wow.
I have nothing to say about this movie other than I enjoyed it. Big Daddy was awesome.
I almost
Paul Newman's still the man.
I do almost want to see the stage play or the actual script.
Oh,
for the play, just because I want to see what was taken out.
I smoked Skipper's pole, and I'm jealous that he's dead now.
Yeah.
That would probably be the gay reference they're talking about.
Probably. That's probably it. I don't need to read it now.
Big Daddy, you are not the only man I've ever called Big Daddy.
Well, that was the thing about when Mama starts telling her story. That was almost shocking. It was like, wait a minute, what? Yeah, I was pregnant, and he said, "Woman, that is my child. I'm going to marry you because that is my child. There's only one child that could be in that stomach, and that is my child." He married me when I was 4 months long. What?
Wait, what? Yeah.
But this is weird.
How often does this happen? 58. I guess a lot.
I think it wouldn't have been 58 by the time they got married, since they'd been married 40 years.
Yeah.
So it would have been like 1910.
Yeah, because that guy was old, too. Goober.
Gooper.
No, goober. Grouper.
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 He looked like a fish.
He did. He sucked. That guy sucked so bad. That guy was just inept in everything he did.
I liked the implication that the reason that Big Daddy and Brick had the relationship they had was because that was his natural child. And Gooper probably wasn't.
He didn't look anything like him.
No.
But Peyton Manning did.
Yes.
The name recall's getting a little hazy.
Brick. Thick as a...
Paul Newman. Paul Newman with laser eyes.
Yes. Have another beer. It'll all come clear again.
I'm not doing that. That's a bad move. All right, everybody grab a knee. I don't know. I got nothing.
I got nothing else.
This movie was great, but there's not a lot to analyze.
The relationships. But we've kind
how
of,
they flow
we
back
breezed through a lot of them.
Yeah. If you've watched the movie and you're listening to this review, then you understand the relationships because it was pretty simple. If you haven't, go watch the movie. Otherwise, we're going to spoil it.
It was a lot
Tony's
deeper.
Old.
What?
Tony's old.
I am not old. Seasoned.
You can just repeat that as many times as you want.
Old is a relative term.
Seasoned like firewood?
That said, around the table, there are three different ages.
Chili powder?
If I am old, what is Daryl? True. And you were just...
less old.
A punk.
Inept.
Inept, my ass. No, I didn't fail a test this week, though.
Well done.
That's a nice $125. Whoosh!
Next week,
Social Network.
Yeah, we're doing that on Tuesday or Thursday.
We're doing that on Tuesday.